Good morning and a warm welcome as you join us for worship, whether you're from Chipstead in Surrey, the UK or further afield. All are welcome today, including our guest preacher, Kristen Stevenson from the Bible Society. She'll also be telling us more about the work of the Bible Society later in the service, and I look forward to that. My name is Susie Williams, and I have the privilege of being called to be rector of this parish of St. Margaret's, and also in leading this service today. Welcome. For all our church family news, please do look online or in the grapevine, because that's often the easiest for us to keep up to date. The key points are that the church will continue to be open for private prayer between 1:30 and 3:30 every Sunday and Wednesday afternoon. We hope to have a live service within our building each Sunday at 10 a.m. with groups down in the orchard, our purpose-built facility for children. It is a good idea to let Abby know which children will be coming, but we'd rather you turned up on spec than not at all, so please do come. We have been asked by those who've joined us online and are not part of our regular church family who've set up VAX payments if they can donate online, and this facility is now available on our website. The Messy Church Light Party will take place both online and in person in the churchyard on Saturday the 31st of October between 4:30 and 5:30. Please do contact Abby for further details on families@smchipstead.org. And please contact Deborah on admin@smchipstead.org if you would like the name of a loved one who has died to be read out at our Living with Loss service. This special service will this year be at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 1st of November, in our church building. And we would advise you to reserve a place so that we can accurately allocate seating. Please note that following guidance from the British Legion and the local council, our act of remembrance on the 8th of November will be only online. Our live service that Sunday will follow our next holy habit of prayer and will not include an act of remembrance. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this: thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee." Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our Queen and Governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, teach us to be faithful in change and uncertainty, that, trusting in your word and obeying your will, we may enter the unfailing joy of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is taken from Acts, chapter 10, starting at verse 9. Peter's vision. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back into heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man, who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to have you come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along. The following day he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I am only a man myself." Talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask you why you sent for me?" Cornelius answered, "4 days ago I was in my house praying at this hour, at 3 in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor. Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the sea.' So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us." Then Peter began to speak. "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right."
The reading is from John chapter 10, verses 7 to 16. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, and the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
And so we affirm our faith with the Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you for allowing me to join you today. Susie and I booked this what seems like years ago, and I had so hoped to be with you in person this Bible Sunday. But I do appreciate you allowing me to come into your homes and to the church to share with you. For those that I haven't met, my name is Kristen, and I'm the Bible Society Engagement Manager for the South and East. I also want to take this time to thank you for your continued support of Bible Society. We at Bible Society have been praying for our supporters during this time as you take care of those in your communities and reach out to them in very different ways than before. We are also encouraged by the different ways that people are discovering and engaging with the Bible. When Susie sent me the readings for today, I have to admit to being a bit overwhelmed. I know that you are at the end of the series, but wow, inclusivity, what a topic. I think with what has been happening in our world in the last 6 months, we could probably explore a whole series on just this. But I will focus my message today. And when I think of inclusivity and the message of discipleship is for all, I'm really drawn to us exploring our hearts and what takes place there. The worldwide pandemic of the coronavirus and the tragic death of George Floyd, along with the river of consequences flowing from both events, have left us confused, angry, upset, fearful, and prayerful. Many have come to the conclusion that systematic and institutionalized racism are at the heart of this crisis, as though institutions and systems are somehow inherently evil. I think we miss something if that's all we look at. You see, I believe if you had seen the officers the day before this all happened, they would have looked very much just like you and me. The same kind of conversations that took place in our homes probably took place in theirs. They have family members that they love and some of the dreams of getting ahead that we have. I doubt if they woke up that morning with the goal of arresting and participating in the killing of any man of any color. The evil that was lurking inside of them was hiding in the heart, waiting for a chance to manifest itself. We do ourselves a tremendous injustice if we refuse to recognize that evil is hiding somewhere in our hearts, although we may envision a place where everyone is treated equally. There is only one place on earth where everybody is treated equally at all times, regardless of their race, ethnicity, sex, or age. And that is at the foot of the cross of Jesus. Everyone there recognizes they are a sinner in the need of a Savior who can change their hearts. They all recognize they are in need of God's grace, mercy, forgiveness, and they can't do anything to deserve it. The reading from Acts focuses on Peter. The Apostle Peter became a bold follower and a great preacher after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thousands of people began to believe in Christ because of Peter. Peter was from a Jewish background. The Jews believed they were God's chosen people, and that all other people were Gentiles who were unclean in the sight of God. They would not even eat with them. So even though Peter had been touched by Jesus, hidden in his heart was prejudice against Gentiles. Peter would not eat with them and would not enter a Gentile's house. Yet Peter was a child of God. You see, the family of God is much bigger than we think and includes people we would exclude because they do not agree with us politically or people who are politically incorrect. But God knows that we are all in need of grace, mercy, just in different areas of our lives. One day God dealt with Peter on this issue of racial prejudice. God gave him a vision which told Peter, "Stop calling Gentiles unclean." God sent Peter to a Gentile named Cornelius at Cornelius' home. When Peter got there, the first thing he had to do was to humble himself and admit he had been wrong. See, he needed to be humble. The dictionary says humble is having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's importance. So when you are humble, it's not thinking less of yourself, but thinking more of someone else. How many of us need to be more humble in our day-to-day discipleship? Peter told Cornelius, "Normally I would not come into your house, but God showed me I was wrong, and the views I held about you were also wrong. I am no better in the eyes of God than you are." There is something about recognizing the same Heavenly Father that puts us on an equal footing with each other. Why does the Jesus in me have such a difficult time loving the Jesus in you? Because deep inside, we don't want it to happen. It means we might have to change and humble ourselves. One purpose of the local church is to have a place to come, to be equipped, to go back out and do the ministry of Jesus Christ, which is to bring about justice in this world. We are to be the salt of the world, but the salt has to come into contact with something that needs salt in order for it to be effective. This reminded me of a man called Mattai. When 46-year-old Mattai found out he was next in line to be beheaded by a local ISIS gang who were on the rampage against Christian men in his Syrian hometown, he knew he had to flee. He made sure his wife and three children were safe and then set off on a long, perilous journey across the border to Lebanon, Turkey, and by boat to Greece. From there, he trekked through Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, and Hungary before finally arriving in Austria. "Sometimes I was afraid," Mattai recalls, "but mostly just so, so tired and so exhausted. It was in Austria that Mattei found help from Christian brothers and sisters, who gave him a safe place to stay and helped him lodge an asylum application. What's more, the Bible Society gave him what is now his most prized possession, a large print Arabic Bible. Mattei said, "This Bible tells me I am not alone. It reminds me that every human is loved by God and has a value. Whenever I think of my wife and children, I'm very afraid. But when I turn to the Bible, I see light." Every human is loved by God and has a value. What an amazing message from a refugee who I can only imagine has faced discrimination more than many of us can even imagine. When you find yourself in a room, in a meeting, in a conversation with someone like yourself, and a negative racial comment is made, what do you do? When a business decision or policy decision is being made that will hurt another group, will you say anything to challenge it? If we follow Christ, when it comes to the sins hidden in our hearts, to get them out, we will find ourselves being divided and at odds with those who are closest to us. Racism and prejudice is not a battle we fight once and it's over with. It is a struggle that we have to turn over to Jesus time and time again, because it shows up in different ways on different days. If we fail to admit that it's there, we have already lost the battle. It was the Father who created us with different races in mind. God did it with a specific intention of making the body of Christ as beautiful as it can be. When we face struggles, let us, like Mattei, remember, "This Bible tells me I am not alone. It reminds me that every human is loved by God and has a value." Thank you for your partnership in the gospel. God bless.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Father, all things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church Militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications, and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations, and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and specially thy servant Elizabeth our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And we lift up before God those he has particularly laid on our hearts at this time. And we also bless thy holy name, for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace, so to follow their good example, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of us, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who with his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right, so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so we join together in the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Although you are not able to join me around this table to receive these sacraments physically, you are able to receive them spiritually. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for us, preserve our bodies and souls unto everlasting life. Amen. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for us, preserve our bodies and souls unto everlasting life. Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these final mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. So we give glory to God. Glory be to God on high, and peace in earth, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.